From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is calling on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists or others who want to do harm. We get more now from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation. Government officials in Seoul said North Korea should immediately cease the jamming activity. Seoul says it has not hampered ongoing U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which have been denounced by Pyongyang. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dor had a lead team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma apologized Friday for spending more than $20 million in state funds on his private residence, but he did not, as some had predicted, offer to step down. South Africa's top court ruled Zuma did not violate or did violate the Constitution by ignoring the state anti-corruption agency's recommendation that he return part of the $20 million spent on home improvements. Under the court's ruling, the National Treasury will decide which of the upgrades at Zuma's house were related to security and will order Zuma to reimburse the cost of other expenses, such as a swimming pool and a cattle enclosure. UN Refugee Agency calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey, as required under a deal between the European Union and Turkey. UNHCR says measures must be taken to ensure that the human rights of all those returned are protected. Lisa Schlein reporting now from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Researchers have determined the structure of the Zika virus. The new atomic-level map shows the virus to be similar to dengue viruses and other flaviviruses. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He says Zika has been closely linked to causing birth defects such as microcephaly.
It has been more than 50 years since there has been a viral cause of a severe birth defect identified, and we've never before identified a mosquito-borne cause of birth defect. So we want to be extremely careful.
Starting last October, the virus began to spread, particularly in Brazil, where it has been potentially linked to microcephaly, in which fetal brains are abnormally small. And in U.S. politics, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is now saying abortion laws should not be changed. It's a dramatic swing for him. Early in the week, he said that women should be punished for having abortions if they're ever outlawed in the U.S.
That's the latest world news from VOA.